This is the PoetryFoundation.org podcast for the first week of August 2007. I'm Curtis Fox. This week, Poetry in Motion. If you've ever been in New York City and ridden the subway, you no doubt saw and heard and smelled a lot. Proselytizers, buskers, beggars, drunks, babies, nannies, high schoolers, old people, office workers, manual workers, tourists, politicians, famous people, peculiar people, and on and on. You also see a lot of advertisements, panel ads for injury lawyers and English classes and sexy TV shows. And if you're lucky, occasionally, in among the ads are poems. Very short poems or excerpts from longer poems, some classic, some contemporary. They are put there by Poetry in Motion, a project run by the Poetry Society of America and the Metropolitan Transit Authority, the MTA, or the people who take your money when you ride the subway. They've been doing it for 15 years, and you can read all about Poetry in Motion in an article by Alexander Provan that's up on our website this week. Who chooses the poems, how they choose them. For this week's podcast, we sent producer Owen Agnew underground to find out what subway writers thought of the poems. Owen, there's usually two poems up at any given time. I haven't been on the subway in quite a while. Which poem's up right now?
Well, I actually had to do some hunting, but the first one I found was an excerpt from Auden's Oh, Tell Me the Truth About Love.
Mm-hmm.
And then later in the day, I found an excerpt from Yeats's Sailing to Byzantium.
Okay, let's give it a listen.
The next stop is breakfast, thank you.
I'm interviewing people about poetry on the subways.
Really?
Yeah.
Get out.
Yeah, you want to
read
something?
Yeah.
You know what? My eyes aren't that good, so okay. It's hard for me to pick it up.
That's okay.
Oh, Tell Me the Truth About Love by W.H. Auden.
When it comes, will it come without warning, just as I'm picking my nose?
Will it knock on my door in the morning or tread in the bus on my toes?
Will it come like a change in the weather?
Will its greetings be courteous or rough?
Will it alter my life altogether?
Oh, tell me the truth about love.
Asking when love will come to them and how will it come, how will it arrive.
I don't think it gets too far from its title, what it's trying to accomplish. I don't know if it told me any truth about love.
It's a good poem.
No, I said love is always knocking at her door.
Yes, I never have to wonder whether it's coming or not.
Well, I ride the subway every morning and I usually read the ads. But I've never seen any poetry as of yet.
But it's nice, though, to look up when you ride in the subway. And you know you have a long ride. You look around, you see all the advertisements, and then you see them. So it's nice, yeah.
Sailing to Byzantium by William Butler Yeats. That is no country for old men. The young in one another's arm, birds in the trees, those dying generations at their song. The salmon falls, the mackerel crowded seas, fish, flesh, or fowl commend all summer long. Whatever is begotten, born or dies, caught in that sensual music all neglect, monuments of unaging intellect.
I think it's beautiful. I like how certain words play together when you have all of the F consonants with the fish, flesh, or fowl consumed all summer long.
It's very soothing, I think. It says, caught in that sensual music. Just the salmon falls, I think it's waterfalls with fishes falling. That's the picture I get.
The salmon falls in the mackerel crowded seas. Talks about the fish and the fowl all summer long. It talks about the begotten and the born and the dies. It talks about life. An unaging intellect of it all. It sums up to God. Have a great day.
Owen Agnew produced that piece on Poetry in Motion. Owen, do you get the feeling that people actually read the poems on the subway?
Yeah, pretty much everybody I talked to said that they read them and were pretty enthusiastic about them.
Did you see anybody reading when you approached them?
I didn't actually ever observe anyone in the act of reading the poems.
They've probably already seen the poems already.
Yeah.
They've been reading that regular. Do you read the poems?
I read the poems, yeah. I mean, why wouldn't you, you know? It's the best thing, one of the best things to look at when you're on the subway, besides other people, and you can't always get away with that.
Yeah, you can't really look at other people in the eyes or stare at them, so you need some place to rest your eyes, and the ads are boring, so the poems are a great place to put your eyes.
Yeah, I feel like I go from people's shoes back up to the poems or the ads and then back to people's shoes.
Yeah. Thanks, Owen.
Thank you.
The poems we heard were excerpts from W.H. Auden's Oh, Tell Me the Truth About Love and Sailing to Byzantium by William Butler Yeats. Be sure to check out the article about poetry in motion on our website.
Poetry.org.
That's right, that's poetryfoundation.org. This was a short podcast this week, but there are more than 70 poetryfoundation.org podcasts you can download or listen to online. Just go to poetryfoundation.org and click on Audio and Podcasts. We do love hearing from listeners. Email your comments to podcast@poetryfoundation.org. The music used in this program comes from the Claudia Quintet. For the poetryfoundation.org podcast, I'm Curtis Fox. Thanks for listening.